and Answers begins right now.
For nearly two decades, Evidence and Answers has been presenting compelling reasons for faith and hope in Christ. On this special 1,000th podcast, Pat shares his spiritual journey to Christ, the beginning of Evidence and Answers, and the mission and vision of this ministry. Join us now for this special podcast and see how God uses ordinary people to impact lives and advance his kingdom throughout the world. You're tuned to Evidence and Answers radio broadcast with our host, Pat Zukran. Pat is an author, teacher, and international speaker in the area of Christian apologetics, the defense of the Christian faith. In our broadcast today, Pat will conclude the history of Evidence and Answers. As we are celebrating our 1,000th podcast, there are many ways you can get involved. Number one, pray for Pat and this ministry. Number two, become a partner financially. And number three, volunteer your time by contacting Pat. Information will follow this broadcast. Now let's get right to the conclusion.
Eventually, I started speaking in the area of apologetics. I started researching and doing radio with Probe Ministries. And, you know, just being a young guy still in seminary, I was being asked to speak in different parts of the country on this arena of apologetics and things. And so that's how I really got in the arena of the apologetics kinds of ministry there with Probe Ministries. Graduated from Dallas Seminary and became an associate pastor in a church. Because Probe Ministries, you have to raise your own support. And I didn't think I had enough to raise support. So I became an associate pastor. And that was very valuable as well. I understand the things that pastors go through and things that churches struggle with. So I believe it makes Evidence and Answers, you know, a great asset for the churches. But anyway, I was involved there. But also, I still was an intern there at Probe, my 10-year internship. And what happened was, you know, more and more people started asking me to come speak at their churches. And I was flying around the country speaking at different churches. And the pastor, you know, was getting pretty upset with me because, you know, I'm jetting around all over the place. And he finally said, hey, you better figure out what you want to do. You want to be a pastor or you want to go be an apologist with Probe Ministries? And so I realized there was a decision I had to make. And I sat down with another professor of mine and I sat down and shared with him two possibilities. And he just said, you know, Pat, if you want a pastor, you can always go back and pastor. But he said, an apologist, especially an Asian guy who's got a burden for Asian, he said, that's a lot more rare. There's not many of you guys around. If you have the opportunity to go and be a full-time apologist, you ought to pursue that. And so I really thought about it and prayed about it. And I said, okay. And so I joined the staff of Probe Ministries full-time. And that's how, you know, I was there with them for 20 years. That's how we got into radio and writing and publishing and all these things. And then eventually when I moved back to Hawaii in 2010, that's when 5 years later, we began Evidence and Answers there in 2015.
Wow, what a journey that it was. So Evidence and Answers, is that, how did that name come about? Was that just a product of, hey, these are the evidence and it produces the answers? Is there kind of a unique story behind that?
Yeah, I was working for Probe Ministries there in Dallas, Texas. And of course, radio stations were calling me for the kind of articles and things that I was writing. And there was a guy in Austin, Texas, who had his own radio show. His name was Kevin Harris. And he called me and he said, hey, I'd like to interview you on a topic you wrote on. And so, you know, I remember the title was Abuse, Churches That Abuse, Spiritual Abuse. So we did a show on that. And then he called me again. He said, hey, I need a show on this. You wrote on this archaeological discovery that was made. Can we do a show on that? So we did that. And then he called me a few more times. And then finally he said, then Kevin moved to Dallas, Texas. And he called me up and he said, Pat, I'm on the Salem station here in Dallas, Texas and all this. And he said, I really think you ought to have your own radio show. So I said, oh, you think so? He said, yeah, let's come in and talk about it. So I came in and we started talking about a radio show focused on the Christian worldview and apologetics. And he said, and I got the perfect name for the show. I said, well, really, what is it? He said, Evidence and Answers. Wow. We're going to provide evidence for Christ, answers for the issues Christians are facing today. And I thought about it and I said, oh, it's pretty good, but let me think about it. And so I came back with about five or six more other possible names, you know, and I remember it was a hilarious conversation because one of the names that I think some collegians came up with the name was Fusion. God's word in God's world, you know, fusion. And Kevin looked at me and said, fusion sounds like hairspray, you know, kind of thing. And so, you know, we argued is not quite the word, but it was a hilarious session. And we finally thought Evidence and Answers, that's probably the best title for this show. And so that's how we came with Evidence and Answers. Well, so, you know, that radio show has been with us since 2005, Evidence and Answers. And I worked for Probe Ministries and we had the Evidence and Answers radio show. And eventually I came to Hawaii in 2010 and I was still with Probe Ministries, but being here in Hawaii and them in Dallas, it was kind of a hard relationship there. And eventually I had my own board here in Hawaii. And eventually they said, you know, we need a whole local board and really you should start your own ministry here in Hawaii. And so we said, okay, we'll do that. And we thought, well, what are we going to name this ministry? And, you know, eventually someone said, well, why not just name it Evidence and Answers? That's the name of your radio show. People know your radio show. Just take it. And I wrestled with it. I thought about it. And eventually we all agreed. We said, yeah, Evidence and Answers. That's going to be the name of our ministry. It's the name of our radio show. And that's how we began Evidence and Answers here in Hawaii.
Just to chime in. I like Evidence and Answers. I can't imagine saying, welcome to the Fusion radio show.
Yeah.
Wow. So, you know, Evidence and Answers is, you do a lot. As the founder and director of Evidence and Answers, do you mind kind of sharing a little bit of some other aspects or ministries of Evidence and Answers that you do?
Yeah, of course, everyone knows, I think, the media aspect of Evidence and Answers, our radio show here. We've got the YouTube show, now we're on Spotify and things. So Evidence and Answers. And, you know, we're on the, I believe, the number two talk show station there in Manila, DZAS. And so we've got a huge listenership on Evidence and Answers and through Spotify and the internet. So we have our media and I get to interview some of the top scholars, Christian scholars from all over the world on all kinds of issues, from the world religions to medical ethics, to science, to archaeology, the comparative religions. I mean, boy, we just got like I said, over 1,000 podcasts people can listen to and over 100 articles people can read. So it's a tremendous resource there. But also, we have a thriving teaching ministry, not only here in Hawaii, but throughout the United States and throughout the world. I teach at colleges and institutes all around the world. I get to teach some of the top leaders from the different countries, Christian leaders, and that's a tremendous privilege. But also our teaching ministry extends into churches, you know, and camps and Bible studies all over the country. So we teach at churches and Sunday schools and, you know, preaching at camps. So we have a thriving teaching. We have a great conference ministry. We're doing an annual one here, the Evidence and Answers Conference here in Hawaii, where we bring some of the top speakers from all over the world to come, and we have a great weekend apologetics conference right here in Hawaii. But not only Hawaii, I mean, the Evidence and Answers Conference we do around the world as well. You know, we've done in the Philippines, we're going to do it in California. We have a great conference that really grew out of a great need. We know that 80% of high school students who proclaim Christ abandon their faith after 4 years in college. And so we began the Preparing for College conference series. They're not as big as our regular apologetics conference, but preparing high school juniors and seniors and even college freshmen for the challenges they're going to face on the university campus. So we have a thriving conference ministry as well. And also we have our publications ministry. We publish books and booklets, articles on the web on all kinds of issues, from Islam to medical ethics, to science, to the world religions, the Bible, theology, archaeology, Christian apologetics, numerous articles as well. So we serve as a resource for Christians all over the world. But also, you know, we proclaim the gospel by presenting the compelling evidence for Christ to those who are seeking, unbelievers who are looking to see if there is credible evidence for the claims of Christ. And so that's, we also are involved in evangelism and evangelistic training as well. So those are some of the things that we do, you know, here with Evidence and Answers. Keeps us real busy.
Yeah, it sounds really busy. I hear also you have a Japan tour. Is that something as well?
Yeah, you know, the Japan tour, it's also one of those things that God just kind of brought across our path. I wasn't really planning on it. I was in Japan, in Nagasaki, with my mother while she was shopping. And I was just walking around and I saw this memorial, you know, to the Japanese Christians who, you know, who died here. And I thought, whoa, what is this? And then we went to the next little shopping area and I saw a memorial. This is where the hidden Christians, Reunion Park, where they met after 250 years of persecution. I was like, what? And this is the oldest church in Japan. I was seeing all this stuff about Christianity in Japan that I didn't know about. And so I began researching and I realized Christianity first came to Japan in 1549 and the Japanese people embraced the gospel. I mean, it flourished in Japan from the south where it began all the way up to the north, all the way up to Tokyo, Hokkaido. I didn't know that history. And I visited many of these sites. Well, anyway, when I came back here to Hawaii, I'd just briefly be telling people about the Christian history of Japan and how thousands lost their lives in perhaps the greatest persecution in church history. It nearly wiped out Christianity from Japan. And people kept saying, you know, you ought to do a tour on this. You ought to do a tour on this. I don't think many people know about this history. And as I kept talking, people kept saying, man, I want to go see the sites that you saw. And so finally, God brought some people along that said, Pat, if you will be the researcher and teacher, we'll put together the logistics of it. And I said, okay. And so in 2013, that was our first Japan Christian History Tour.
Oh, wow.
And it has been exciting. We've been doing that tour almost every year since. And a lot of people get excited about Japan. They see a side of Japan that you're never going to see on a regular tour. For 250 years, the Japanese Christians had to practice their faith hidden, you know, called the Kakure Christians, the hidden Christians, in secret. And to hear about their lives, to see the sights, to hear the stories where many gave their lives for their faith in Christ is tremendously inspiring for people all around the world who come and hear and see the sights that we go to. So it's been a tremendous ministry, a tremendous tour. In fact, we're going this year and we're going to have like 40 people with us. So it's really been growing. It's been a great tour. But that's just one of those things, you know, God just brings across our path and is using it to tell people and inspire faith and the burden to reach Japan for Christ.
It's really wonderful on just how many opportunities there is, you know, especially growing up in Hawaii. If you're from Hawaii, we do have a big Japanese cultural relevance. So that's good to know. A little plug in over there for the Japan tour.
Yeah.
So, you know, you kind of mentioned it a little bit before, and maybe not a lot of people are aware of it, but you have been talking about archaeology. You are currently working in a doctorate degree for archaeology?
Yes. The Bible is the most attacked book in all of history. And what's remarkable is its indestructibility. People have proclaimed it as mythology, irrelevant, mistaken, and yet it proves itself to be true again and again and again and again and again. And one thing people attack is the historical reliability of the Bible. And Christianity is unique in that it is a historical faith. And we have just thousands, it go into the hundreds of thousands of historical evidence for the credit, historical reliability of the Bible. It's truly one of the most amazing books. It's a book like no other. And so it's been always a passion of mine to defend the historical reliability of the Bible. And so just studying archaeology has always been a fascination for me. And when this doctoral program began at Veritas International University, and in fact, I knew the president and he gave me a tremendous scholarship because we have a relationship with Dr. Geisler. And of course, we've had a friendship through that. They gave me a tremendous discount. I really couldn't turn it down. And so, yeah, I'm in another doctoral program in the whole realm of biblical or Near Eastern archaeology.
I don't know how you do it. That's crazy. Not only the ministry, but, you know, continuing another doctorate degree. You know, so we've been talking really about what evidence and answers is. And, you know, it's a good segue to the next question is, how does evidence and answers impact our culture?
Yeah, we are now in a post Well, we've been in a post-Christian culture here in America for a long time, for I think over two decades now. We're in a post-Christian culture where really now Christianity is not just one of many worldviews that compete in the arena. Christianity now is portrayed as the bad guy. Hard to believe that a country, and this is undeniable, you know, you can listen to many of our radio shows on American history, but a country that was built on biblical principles. I mean, you look at everything from our holidays to our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, all built on biblical principles. Now we've come to a point where Christianity is often portrayed as the bad guy. You know, so we're in a post-Christian culture where many people are hostile to the message of Christ. And so often it's not enough just to share with people that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for you and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for you. Often you're going to have to give them some compelling reasons and evidence why they should take you seriously. You know, and that's where we find ourselves now. And so sharing the gospel now requires us to be skilled in apologetics, providing reasons and evidence for how we know Christianity is true before people will take us seriously. That's 2 Corinthians 10:5, right? We demolish all arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of Christ and take every thought captive in obedience to Christ. Often, before people are going to take you seriously, you have to demolish those strongholds, those arguments, those belief systems that keep people from seriously considering Christ. So that's one way we equip Christians to skillfully impact lives for Christ. But also, as I teach at a lot of the seminaries and colleges, you know, how are we going to really impact our culture and our world for Christ? And I think a lot of it's going to come through the church. The church needs to get right with God, needs to take the call of discipleship seriously, to take up your cross and follow him. But also, the church needs to understand that Christianity is not about just my personal faith in Christ. Christianity is an all-embracing worldview, and they need to know how to interact and impact the culture for Christ. We can't expect our politicians and the unsaved world to get right with God and follow God's teaching. We can't expect the unsaved world to do that. It's got to start with the church. And when we get our act together and we are living for Christ, but also showing how biblical teaching, you know, because this is God's world, God's word is the best way to live here in God's world. And when we demonstrate that, the world begins to take notice. And so I really think to really impact and transform our culture, it really begins with the church. So that's why we spend a lot of time strengthening. And I think if we can transform the church, we're going to be able to make the kind of impact in the culture that we should be making as believers and disciples of Christ who are living in the world.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot that the impact of Evidence and Answers has in the culture. And, you know, as you kind of been alluding, our culture is definitely changing. I mean, it's with maturity and time, you often hear people say, man, the world is a lot different. You know, things were simpler back then. And even more so in this day and age, it almost seems like the change is accelerating. It's a little bit more aggressive. But, you know, that's another topic for another day. And mm-hmm. I hope that we can continue this wonderful episodes to it. And so just kind of thinking in hindsight, what a wonderful message. What a great testimony of just kind of seeing where you were, seeing the things that you had to go through, and now where you are now. I find it, what a full circle that you are teaching college students, that you have those college prep courses. And it is amazing to see how you know, from high school, that just the passion and the drive to finding an answer. And now, you know, here you are with Evident and Answers for about 20 years, just continuing just that wonderful ministry that you have there. You know, I wanted to let the listeners or viewers know too that we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear, have you had an incident where you had to defend the faith? Or vice versa, we would love to hear a testimony too. You know, write us a testimony. Share with us how you came to Christ. you know, we would love to hear more interactions from our listeners and our viewers. If you'd like to share maybe something that kind of hit a chord or piqued your interest in today's radio show, please email us at info@evidenceandanswers.org. Once again, that's info@evidenceandanswers.org. And so, you know, concluding with the whole thought process of getting to know Pat, getting to know Evidence and Answers, where do you see Evidence and Answers in about 10 years from now? Where do you kind of see the projection of this?
Well, you know, that's a great question. A lot of times, you know, you can make your plans and your hopes and wishes. Really, it's God that determines ultimately where you're going to go. But really, what we would like to see is people added to the team of Evidence and Answers, men and women, you know, who have a burden for apologetics and a Christian worldview. My arena, of course, is historical apologetics and what's called cross-cultural apologetics, you know, the world religions and that arena. But it'd be great if we had a guy that specialized in the arena of science, you know, scientific apologetics. And we brought a young man aboard. He works for NASA, you know, Evan Kawamura. We hope he'll continue to develop as the guy in this arena of scientific apologetics. But it'd also be great to have a guy that specializes in government and helps us understand the whole arena of government and political science and maybe even economics and how the Christian worldview applies in that arena. It'd be great if we had a medical doctor teaching us about medical ethics and the kind of issues that are out there and how God's principles apply in the arena of medicine. So if we could put together a team that could address many of these issues, I think that'd be great, who could speak on these issues and write on these issues and do radio and podcasts on these kind of issues. I think it would just add to the team as well. Also, it'd be great if we had skilled people, you know, people that can do radio editing the shows that we're doing now, helping us in editing and writing our articles, people in the arena of graphics and people that know web technology, which is moving so fast, social media and all these kind of people with those kind of skills to bring along as well, to make a team that could really get the powerful message of Christ and the evidence for Christ out there throughout this world. People that can do translation. Wouldn't that be great? We have some of our material translated in different languages, but boy, it'd be great if we could get it translated in many of the Asian languages as well. So people with expertise in that arena. So God can use all kinds of skills for his glory, and certainly a ministry like Evidence and Answers. I think we've got a powerful message. We just need to know how to communicate it and get it into the arena so that those who are seeking Christ, looking for answers, will have access to it. And so that's kind of the hope and dream we have for Evidence and Answers.
Well, you hear it first. The quote-unquote, the bat signal for Evidence and Answers mm-hmm. is being shown there. So if you are feeling called, if you are inspired, or if you want to know more information, once again, you can check out the Evidence and Answers website, or you can contact us here at info@evidenceandanswers.org. Thank you very much, Pat. You know, this has really been wonderful for me, and also hopefully for our listeners, to getting to know Evidence and Answers, the organization, but also the person behind who started it, and even more so the wonderful testimony that you have of just where God brought you up and where he continues to move us forward.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Keith, and thanks for stepping up and answering the call. It's going to be great to hear more of you here on Evidence and Answers. I'm sure the listeners are going to get to know you. It's really going to be fun to watch you develop over the years as well. And we want to thank each one of you who've been a part of Evidence and Answers, who support Evidence and Answers. Thank you for listening, and thank you for partnering with us these so many years. We couldn't do it without you. And of course, ultimately, it comes down to the Lord, who raises up people like you and people like Keith and others who really step up and partner with us to make all of this possible.
Once again, we've run out of time. Thank you for joining us here on Evidence and Answers. Our goal is to bring you the love of Christ and to equip you in your faith to always be ready to give a response. If you would like to hold an apologetics conference or series of teachings at your facility, contact Pat by calling him in Hawaii. That number is 483-0586, or you may email him through the Evidence and Answers website. That's evidenceandanswers.org. Be sure to browse through our listing of topics on our site. We have everything from atheism to Zen Buddhism. You will also find articles and additional audio for you to listen to or download. An additional location to find Pat's messages is on YouTube. Look up Evidence and Answers and hit the subscribe button. To keep quality broadcasts like Pat's on the air, we rely on generous financial support from you, our listeners. Donating is simple. Just log on at evidenceandanswers.org. Evidence and Answers is grateful for one of our sponsors, the Honolulu Christian Church. If you don't have a home church and are looking for a place to grow in your faith, check out the Honolulu Christian Church. For service times, log in at honoluluchristian.org. Join us again next time on the air or online as we provide compelling reasons for faith in Christ. That's Evidence and Answers with Pat Zukeran.